This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
Consumer concerns in view of the recent headlines of animal abuse allegations.
The video did sadden me, but I can tell you I've been to 46 states in 23 years visiting dairy farmers, and that is an isolated incident. And we don't tolerate animal abuse on farms, and there's being action taken by that dairy operation. I do believe a lot in firemen and first responders. And time and time again, and I wrote about this in Hordes Dairyman, if there's a barn fire, the first thing that a fireman and a first responder wants to know is where is the dairy farm owner? Because they know the heart of a dairyman and a dairywoman. They have that much passion and concern for their animals, and they will rush into burning buildings trying to save them. And I know of four or five dairymen who have lost their life trying to save their cows and calves.
Corey Geiger, managing editor for Hordes Dairyman magazine.
Tuesday.
Dr. Sandra Godden, veterinarian and professor at the University of Minnesota, as we discuss the importance of raising pre-weaned calves.
So there are benefits, socialization benefits to the group housing, but one of the major risks I mentioned was an increased risk of disease when we put babies together in a group, just like daycare syndrome.
So how do we go about avoiding some of these pitfalls of group housing?
One, keep the group as tiny as possible. Large groups, you're going to take on more risks. The smaller you can make your group, the lower the risk there will be for disease transmission. And the smallest group would be a pair. Pair housing is an interesting idea that's been published of late. It can be done in hutches. It can be done in individual pens in barns or in small pens. And the idea is simply that you create a group of two calves that can be buddies to one another and keep each other company. With hutches, it's been done successfully by just pushing two hutches together and creating a larger pen enclosure out in front that the calves can come out and socialize. And I think this might be the kind of the sweet spot. Disease risk is minimized, but you're still capturing the benefits of socialization. So that's pair housing.
Wednesday.
One of the changes that I've seen in my time at GIA and going to robotics, and something that that we've introduced on a maybe not necessarily a cow comfort thing, but a cow benefit is the robotic feed pusher, which is the FR1. That's been great here over the last year and a half. I think since we've introduced it, it's really really gained in popularity. There's several of those out on the market. The FR1 uses a transponder technology, so we can run a lot of different routes, different times, different things with it. So when you do look at cows, the ability to keep that feed in front of them, to keep dry matter intake up, that ultimately leads to cow comfort, feed intake, more milk, and that's where we want to be.
That's Kevin Martin, sales specialist in barn equipment with GIA.
Thursday.
Chris, you have an update on this important safety net for dairy producers.
Yes, we've been working closely with the U.S. Department of Agriculture since the beginning of the year, really since Congress passed the 2018 Farm Bill, to make certain that the new dairy title and specifically the dairy margin coverage program get implemented in a way that is as farmer-friendly as possible. And the good news is that it looks like this program is going to be much more beneficial financially to dairy farmers, particularly in a year where margins are improving, but milk prices still quite aren't yet at the level where we'd like them to be. And given where feed costs are and where they may go here this summer, there is still going to be an active safety net for dairy farmers in the form of this new DMC.
Friday.
We're going to be looking at capital costs on a dairy farm. What are we going to change, improve, modernize this year, in the next 4 to 5 years, in the next 10 or 15 years? Don't do it all at once, because it puts a tremendous financial burden on that dairy farm. Number two, the priorities should be that are going to give us the best return on investment. What do you mean by that? It says, well, certainly investments in milking equipment can lower labor costs, for example, with robotic milkers. It means increased milk quality, which means we get some extra premiums in our milk check for that as well, and just cow comfort and cow health. Feeding is always a winner. On nearly 50 to 60% of the cost producing milk sits in feed costs. So any investment we have in the feeding system, be it a mixer, different types of feeding programs, strategies out there, should pay dividends as well. Another alternative in some of our dairy areas is sharing equipment. So our take-home message, Bill, primarily is to be planning ahead. Be sure you monitor this economic benchmark, this capital cost on farms, and hopefully look at future milk prices to determine how much can you afford on your farm. Thanks. Have a great day.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.